Shalom Aleichem, Abayaf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Me'ila Yud Zayin, Me'ila 17a, pagination is 33. In the midst of a discussion about mitzdarfin, which things join each other, and some digression to other topics, we get a story, and that's what I'd like to focus on. So a third of the way up, the Gemara tells us at the end of a line, Pam Achas, there was once an incident, Gazra HaMalchus Gezera. The kingdom made a legislation, a decree against Jewish observance. And this is one of the examples of why Rome is called Malchus HaRasha'a, the wicked kingdom. Like, what's it to you? Shalo Yishmru Es HaShabbos, a decree that Jews should not be allowed to observe Shabbos, for Shalo Yamolu Es B'neihem, that they should not be allowed to do bris milah, circumcision on the children, v'sheyivalu es nidos, and they should not be allowed to use mikvah, and they should end up, unfortunately, the possibility of some people not standing up to the test and being with their wives in their nida state. So something had to be done. Halach Rabbi Reuven ben Istira Rubli. So this Rabbi Reuven went, v'siper kumi, and he got a haircut similar to the Romans. Discussion, how he's allowed to do that, but apparently that's what he did, and apparently whatever it was, he was allowed to do, so that they shouldn't realize that he's Jewish. And he sat among the noblemen of Rome. Amru lo, and he started speaking. Amar lohem, he said to them, Mi sheyesh lo oyev, if you have an enemy, ya'ani o ya'ashir, would you like him to be poor? Would you like him to be rich if he's your enemy? Amru lo ye'ani. So everybody said, surely you want your enemy to be poor. Amar lohem, he said, Imkein lo ya'asu malacha b'shabbos. So you should making a decree that the Jews should not keep working on Shabbos. You should let them keep Shabbos. Kadesh she'yanu, because according to our logic, they'll become poor because they don't work on Shabbos. They have one less day of commerce. Amru, they said, Tavis amar, levatel v'lut uvit luha. They said, he's saying good. He's saying a good argument. So they nullified this decree. So now the Jews are allowed to keep Shabbos. Great. The irony of it is that we have a tradition that Shabbos is the source of blessing, and that on the contrary, a person who keeps Shabbos, Mekor HaBracha, that's what gives him the blessing for the entire week, and actually observing Shabbos is Ma'ashir, gives the person wealth. But that's fine, you got to meet people on their terms in order to argue with them in a way that they consider coherent to achieve your goal of getting rid of this decree. Chazav Amalohem, he continued and he said, Mishiyesh lo oyev, if you have an enemy, Yat Chesha Yavri, you want him to be weak or you want him to be healthy? Amru lo, they said to him, Yakchish, you want him to be weak. Amalohem, he said to them, Imkain, the best thing you could want is Yamulu b'neim l'shmona yamim, that on the eighth day, as the child is developing, they should have a surgery that inflicts upon the child and is going to weaken the child. V'yakhishu. Get them, nip them right in the bud. Amru, so they said, oh, really? A surgery when the child is so young? Tavis, amaruvit luha. He's saying good, and they nullified the decree, and now the Jews are able to do mila. Another interesting irony over here. I mean, we do Mila because we do Mila, but there is a widespread concept among non-Jews that doing Mila is healthier, better, less chance of infection, whatever their arguments are, not our business, but just ironic and interesting that this Rabbi Reuven was able to make this argument and the Romans accepted it. Chazava Omar, he continued and he said, Lohem to them, Mi sheyesh lo oyev, if you have an enemy, Yarbe o yismait, would you rather have them many or would you rather have them less? Amr lo yismait, we'd like to have them less. If it's an enemy, in Cain, so he said, lo yivalu nidos, you should impose taras hamishpacha. This is the best thing you can do. They're going to be together less often, so they'll have less children, and you'll have less of your enemy. What an argument. Amru, they said, Tavis Amar Vitlua, good argument, and they nullified the decree, and now mikvaos, and therefore the attendant observance of Nida, time off before the mikvah, which would be time on, so people are back into observance because the mikvah is available. This too is ironic because in general, the working assumption is that the mikvah time is in sync with ovulation. When it's not, we consider it problematic and we have to do adjustments. But in general, it's in sync with ovulation, which means that the man is at his best because there's been abstinence until then. And the woman is coming back from mikvah timed, that mikvah night is a mitzvah night, is timed to yes, be together. And actually, the observance of mikvah, both on a physical level and certainly on a spiritual level, as a zechus, is a merit, is conducive to have children. But you have to argue with the Romans according to their assumptions, and he was able to make this argument that if the mikveh is in place, they'll be with their wives less, and according to the Roman theory, would produce less children. Hikiru bo shehu Yehudi, but then they realized that he was Jewish. Hechzirum, and they reinstated the decrees. So we're back to our problem. Omru, they said, Mi yelech v'yivatal agzerus, who can go and nullify these decrees? On to Amud Beis, yelech Rab Shimon ben Yochai, shu melumad benisim. Let Rab Shimon ben Yochai go, because he's accustomed to miracles. Excuse me, the Mefaris says, Tapline, sha'asu lo nisim b'ma'ara. The famous story of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai that in the cave when he had to hide from the Romans, he was provided for. So he's a melumad benisim. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is otherworldly. He can pull things off that no one else can. Let him go. He'll figure it out. So we'll skip part of the sophistication of the story. And about a third of the way down towards the end of the line, Yotzo likroso ben Temalion. Ben Temalion, who the Mefarshim say is a shade. A shade is another creation that Hashem made. It's not an animal. It's not a person. It's not a malach. It's another type of creation. So this Ben Temalion came to greet him and said, Ritzoncham avoi machem, would you like? I'll go with you. I'll be part of the team. I'll help you out to try to nullify this decree. Bacha Reb Shimon ben Yochai cried. Va'omar, and he said, Mashivcha Shabbos Abba, the maidservant of my ancestor's house, Avram, referring to Hagar, the maidservant, Nizdamin la Malach Shalosh Ba'omim. When she needed escort and assistance, she got an angel. Va'anilo Pamachas, and I didn't get an angel. Yavo Anes Mikol Makom, but, when you need a miracle, you got to be satisfied with what you can get. So he recognized Ben Temalio's involvement as beneficial. So he accepted him onto the team. Kodem hu, this shade proceeded. Ol bivrate de Caesar, he went into the daughter of the Caesar, pretty high-ranking situation, into the princess, and that would make her crazy. A shade inside a person is problematic. Kimata Hosam, when Reb Shimon ben Yochai got to the city, so it was known that the Caesar's daughter is having problems. Anybody can cure her. So Reb Shimon ben Yochai simply walks in, and Omar ben Tamal Yonze, ben Tamal Yonze, he says to the shade, okay, you can go out now. V'kevin dekaru le'nafak ozel, and as soon as he was called to leave, he left, and Reb Shimon ben Yochai is the one who said the incantation that cured the princess. Amar lahon, so Reb Shimon ben Yochai was told, she'ilu koma de'is lachon le'mishal, ask for whatever you want, you deserve a reward. Va'ayilinu le'ginze, and he was brought into the treasure house, into the safe. Lishkol called the boat, whatever he wanted. Ashkuchu ahu igra, so he found the paper of the decree that was giving force to this decree. Shaklua, he took it, vikarua, he ripped it, and in that demonstration, the decree was nullified. Fahainu da'ama Rabbi Elazar ber Rabbi Yossi, and that's what Rabbi Elazar ber Rabbi Yossi said. I was there with Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai at the time. Ani re'isiya bi'iromi, I saw the paroches while we were in the safe, in the storehouse. I got to see the paroches. And I saw that some of the blood that was sprinkled by the Kohen during the Avodah, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, such an Avodah is also done by certain other high-profile karbanos, a sprinkling of blood, I saw it on the paroches that sometimes it hit. So he's recounting what he saw because he was there. And this is the story of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai curing the princess. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.